AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. IES Holdings ranks first in engineering and construction after 18.9% weak, with activity pressure below zero. IESC closed at $744.5 after a sharp weekly advance, separating from weak industrials and engineering and construction groups. But the move came with only moderate volume and a negative market dynamics pressure read. Research brief. IES Holdings delivered an 18.9% weekly gain to close at $744.5, ranking first in its U.S. engineering and construction group for the week, and 16th among 640 U.S. industrials peers. The weekly trend signal remains active with a 58-week streak, while the stock sits 30.5% above its trend line and 7.4% below its 52-week high. Evidence is not one-sided. Relative strength is constructive, and expectancy is positive. But activity pressure is negative, at negative 0.46, and volume was only 1.1x the 13-week average. Key points. 1. IDSC rose 18.9% for the week, versus negative 1.7% for U.S. industrials, and negative 2.9% for U.S. engineering and construction. 2. The trend signal is active, with 52 of 52 weeks active, and a 58-week streak above the weekly regime backdrop. 3. The close at $744.5 is 30.5% above the $570.7 trend line, 170.0% above ShareMaestro fair value, and 7.4% below the $804.0 52-week high. 4. Volume reached 1.3 million shares, equal to 1.1x the 13-week average and 1.4x the 52-week average, offering participation, but not a heavy confirmation signal. 5. Market dynamics are mixed. Activity pressure is negative at negative 0.46, while relative strength remains positive at 40.48. Weekly move separates IESC from a weak group. IES Holdings finished the week of 31 July at $744.5, up 18.9%, a sharp reversal from the prior three-week pullback, and strong enough to place the stock first among U.S. engineering and construction names for the week. The contrast with the group was pronounced. The industry averaged a negative 2.9% weekly return, negative 10.4% over 4 weeks, and negative 16.8% over 12 weeks, while IESC posted gains of 18.9%, 13.8%, and 11.7% across the same windows. The broader industrial sector was also soft, with an average weekly return of negative 1.7% and a four-week return of negative 3.6%. Against 640 U.S. industrial stocks, IESC ranked 16th by weekly performance in the 97.7th percentile. That relative position is the central opportunity evidence this week. The stock is advancing, while its sector and industry breadth remain far from broad-based. But valuation distance is stretched. The weekly trend signal remains active, with 52 of the past 52 weeks active and a 58-week streak. Price is well above the $570.7 trend line, leaving a 30.5% premium to the weekly regime level. The close also sits at 88.0% of the 52-week range, below the $804.0 high, but still near the upper end of the past year's trading band. The fair value gap is the main valuation risk in the packet. At $744.5, IESC trades 170.0% above ShareMeister fair value of $275.7. That does not cancel the trend evidence, but it raises the bar for continued follow-through. When a stock is this far above both fair value and trend support, weaker participation or fading market dynamics can matter more quickly. Market dynamics are supportive in relative strength, weaker in pressure. ShareMaestro setup signature remains a continuation profile, and the composite score sits at 71. Relative strength is constructive at 40.48 and has improved materially over 4 weeks, reinforcing the stock's position versus industrials and its own industry group. Next week expectancy is positive, at 63.22%, based on similar historical setup states. The complication is activity pressure. The latest read is negative 0.46, classified negative, and the signal panel shows no fresh buy indication from activity pressure. That makes the week's 18.9% gain less clean than the price action alone suggests. The watch point is whether pressure can return to positive territory after the breakout-style week, or whether the move proves more price-led than participation-led. Volume confirms participation, not urgency. Volume was 1.3 million shares in the latest week, above the 13-week average of 1.2 million and the 52-week average of 945.8K. The 1.1x ratio versus the 13-week base is enough to show engagement, but it is below the 1.5x level that would indicate stronger confirmation in the next move. Recent volume history also argues for balance. The 26 June week drew 2.5 million shares, followed by 2.1 million shares during the negative 8.5% week of 3 July, while the latest 18.9% gain came on a more ordinary 1.3 million shares. That keeps volume evidence neutral rather than emphatically bullish. Risk frame: strong upside skew with meaningful weekly swings. IESC has recorded 34 positive weeks and 18 negative weeks over the 52-week window, and 18 of the latest 26 weeks finished higher. The average positive week was 5.9%, close to the average negative week of negative 6.0%, while 13-week volatility is 6.5%, versus a 52-week base of 7.8%. The distribution is constructive, but not low risk. 34.6% of recent weeks were strong gains, another 34.6% were modest gains, but 19.2% were sharp losses. The next test is whether IESC can hold above the trendline regime while reducing the negative 7.4% gap to the 52-week high, ideally with activity pressure improving and volume expanding beyond the current 1.1x participation read. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.